Shmuel Aleph Perek Chaf Gimel. This parak discusses how David saved the town of Keilah and how David escaped by a hair's breadth from Shaul HaMelech and Pasuk Aleph. By a gidul of David, Leimor was told to David, saying, "Hinei plishtim nechamim b'Keilah behema shoysim es agroinoth." The plishtim are going to battle in the town of Keilah and they are pillaging the granaries. The town of Keilah was located in Yehuda, close to the plishti border. Keilah was a walled and gated city. The Kri Yakar explains, David was from Yehuda and therefore felt inclined to save the people there. Also, David felt partially responsible for the plishti attack on the bordered city of Keilah, because if Shaul wouldn't have been so preoccupied with killing David, the security of the country would have been protected. David's men related they were scared to go further in putting their lives at risk of being located by King Shaul. David asked Hashem from the Urim V'Tumim. David saved the residents of Keilah. Abiasar, the son of Abimelech, had accompanied David to Keilah wearing the ephod. The ephod was a garment the Kohen wore that had the Urim V'Tumim attached to it. Shaul was informed that David was in Keilah. Shaul had thought Hashem would deliver David into his hands, as it says in Pasuk Zion, "Vayomer Shaul Nitir Oishi Elokim B'Yadi." It appears that Hashem has delivered him into my hands. Note, we see Shaul had thought everything he was doing was in accordance to the divine will, even killing David. The Navi never mentions that Shaul's manhunt against David was considered an Avera, as Shaul was great in his own right, as Shaul was the first king of Yisrael. David had Avyasar inquire from the Urim V'Tumim as to whether or not Shaul was going to locate, then attack David, and if the people of Keilah would hand over David to protect their own lives. Hashem told David to leave. David and 600 men left together. Shaul stopped advancing after being notified David left. David had slipped away again. David then fled to the desert, as it says in Pasuk Yedaled, "V'yakshehu Shaul kol hayamim v'lo nasnu elokim b'yado." That Shaul chased David and searched him out all his days, but Hashem didn't let Shaul find David. David hid in the midbar of Ziph, the desert of Ziph. A word on Ziph. Ziph comes from the word mezuyah, meaning fake, fraudulent, or falsified. As we will see, the people of Ziph had falsified. They could hand over David to Shaul, but they were unable to deliver on their word. The Sefarno on Tehillim on Tfitl 54, which is the Tehillim David wrote about the people of Ziph, explains the people of Ziph's motivation was not for kavod of Hashem or the king, but rather just to utilize the kingship for their own benefit. Yonasan had come to visit David in the forest of Ziph. Yonasan gave David words of encouragement and strength that Hashem will let David succeed no matter what. So too, we need to believe in ourselves that Hashem wants us to succeed no matter how devastating or discouraged we may feel. Yonasan also told David that Yonasan will be David's viceroy, second in command, when the kingship is finally David's. Again, we see Yonasan's selfless love for David. As Yonasan was the rightful heir to the throne, Yonasan gave it over to David. Yonasan then returned home. And Pasuk Yates through Chaf Hay, the people of Ziph then informed King Shaul that David was amongst them. Shaul told the people of Ziph that David is a master of deception and can make it appear he's living in one location, then quickly move to another, and so on. The people of Ziph were to find David's exact location and reveal all his hiding spots. The people of Ziph carried out their order. Shaul went to search for David. Shaul had found David, as it says in Pasuk Chavav, "Vayelech Shaul mitzar ahar mizeh, v'David anashav mitzar ahar azeh." That David and Shaul were found on different sides of the same mountain. Shaul's men started to encroach and surround David. This would be it. Shaul was about to capture David and end the game once and for all. However, as it says in Pasuk Chaf Zayin, the Malach ba el Shaul lemor, and a messenger came to Shaul saying, "Mehira v'lelcha, hurry and go, ki pashtu plishtim ala aretz." Because the plishtim, now that you're not there, they're starting to spread over and take over the land. Rashi adds, what was this messenger? Peirush Rashi, Malach Mamish. It was Mamish, an angel. Hashem had once again saved David's life from the hands of Saul. Again, if we would reflect in our own lives, how many times did things seem down and out, then we were saved by Hashem, by some sort of intervention. Saul had left David to save, had left David to save and protect the national security of Yisrael from the Plishtim. Note, here we see Saul's greatness, as Saul was concerned for the welfare of the nation. The rock they were on together, they named Sela HaMachlokes, the rock of division, as King Saul's army was divided in the tough decision to leave David and fight the Plishtim. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.